whilst walking the back streets of Vienna, I've stumbled upon a bustling shop with some fascinating shoes in the window and inside. Can you tell me the name of the shop and who you are, sir?
The name of the shop is Balint. Like myself, my name is Béla Balint. I'm in the second generation shoemaker. My father started the shop 25 years ago.
I believe in 25 years he gained quite a reputation as a shoemaker.
Yes, he do. He was one of the most known masters, could make lasts really adapted after the needed of the feet.
So the last being the kind of the mould that of the foot that is made in cork and in wood and any other materials?
Mostly wood, a little bit cork or leather, and sometimes also modern two-component materials.
And he became the best in the world at this?
One of the most known who could make lasts after measurement. There are for sure some masters working for the sports shoe industry who work for all the stars out the shoes, because they never were added us from the store. They had handmade, measure-made added us. So there are a few very good masters, but he was one of the best.
Now, I don't know if there's many people who would actually consider having bespoke shoes made for themselves. What is the difference between shoes that are made for you and shoes that you buy off the shelf?
The difference can be very great. Like my father said, there were just two things in life. They are not a luxury, they are absolutely
a necessity.
The first is a good bed, the second is a good shoe. Because if a suit fits or not, won't concern my health. But if a bed is good and if a shoe is good, that directly concerns my health. And also by the shoes, the mobility.
That's fascinating, actually. Yeah, if a suit doesn't fit particularly well, you just look scruffy. If a shoe doesn't fit particularly well, it can injure you. And a lot of philosophies, if you go back thousands of years into Chinese philosophy, for example, they believe that the foot directly correlates to the rest of the body. So this is interesting.
My father and also my also me make yoga since we were a teenager. My father work very much with foot acupressure. Also nowadays the Western medicine begins to accept acupuncture with punctures with meridians and everything, and like you tell, the foot is one of the most necessary parts, because all the mean meridians end in the foot sole or in the foot back. And so if you have the wrong pressure on some points, it can really makes critical damage. There are some torture techniques in Asia working with the acupressure points. So for the people from this culture, it's nothing new that these points can affect radically.
Very interesting. So your father, who sadly passed away a couple of years ago, he wanted to understand everything about the foot by the sounds of things, and you're doing the same now. You've taken over the family business. Has it been an easy task?
It was not easy. He teaches me for more than 15 years, but I never take it really serious. Till 5 years ago, when we decided to open up together a shop in Zurich. And that was the first time in my life I was working more than 10 years for him. I was one of the best masters already, but I do everything but not really shoemaking. And then I built up with him the shop in Zurich. From these days, I take it more serious. But also the last work, I have much knowledge, very much theoretical knowledge, but a few practical movements I had to learn after my father died. I know how to work it out, but it cost me some time.
Wow, so I did show you my shoes that I'm wearing when I walked in here, and you said, actually, for an industrially created pair of shoes, this particular make is respected as such. Will these shoes mold to my feet so that they become better with time? Because these aren't bespoke.
The foot creates its own space, even when a shoe in the beginning it's not fitting. After kind of wear in time, your feet, the warm of your feet, and also the pressure work slowly out. And when you look in a shoe you had worn for 1 year, then you will see also in the insole you have a kind of imprint, and also at the parts of the toes you will find that your feet make themselves a kind of measured shoe.
Wow. So you unfortunately had to close the shop in Zurich to come here and concentrate on, I guess, the family roots, the shop here in Vienna. If I was to walk into the shop and order a pair of shoes from yourself, how long would it take and how much would it cost me?
The minimum is 6 to 8 weeks, but these are not our specialty, not the full tailored shoes. These are kind of half tailored shoes. That means I have already lost and worked this last out with a kind of a module system. Mm-hmm. The full tailored shoe takes the first pair about 10 months, and then also when the last is ready, every following pair, 6 to 8 weeks. From the cost, the half tailored comes about 800 to 1,000 euro, and the full tailored, the first pair, about 2,000 euro.
So approximately 800 to 1,000 for half-tailored and 2,000 for full-tailored, because you are creating this perfect mold of the foot, which can take how many months?
I take for myself 10 months, but that's not the time I need to work out the last. Sometimes they are last, I have ready in 3 days. Sometimes I began to work with the last, and after 4 months I am still not ready.
Is this depending on how many fittings and the particular shape of a person's foot?
Not every time. Sometimes you can really feel the feet you have measured and you make the last for, and sometimes you can't get the right feeling, and then you can't, also don't make the last ready. You work with it, it comes further and further, but...
It sounds like a labor of love. Tell me, how much has shoemaking technology changed for you? Because we've seen all the... You know, the technologies we're told with a new invention every second week when it comes to trainers. Sometimes it appears in a desperate way to sell trainers more, but how much has technology really changed in the way that you feel is necessary?
When I would bring a shoemaker from 300 years before, then he would wonder quite a lot, even if he saw a manufacturer like us that making handmade shoes. Yes, we are using machines. We are using sewing machines for the uppers. We are using molding machines. We are using how call this in English? To make a nice surface, a kind of polish machine. But
okay, so like polishing. So, are they sanders? Are they made of a different material?
With sandpaper.
Like
yes.
Sandpaper. Yes. Yeah. So I believe you did some work with an English university.
With a Belgish university in Brussels. We worked together there with the University of Technique with a professor who works out very special CAD/CAM software for last building. And they also work together with some companies who are making... scan technologies and also molding technologies.
So using laser technology to create a three-dimensional image of the foot, which can then be molded, because surely 3D printers on the horizon for you, that must be quite exciting in one way.
We all already worked also with 3D printers the first time about 15 years ago in Düsseldorf. I have also some friends in Vienna who are in a worldwide project to build a 3D printer. They are capable to build it themselves to 80% just with the plastic you give them.
The MakerBot, yeah.
So they are interesting techniques, but just the scans are not enough to make a last. It can be helpful if you have such scans and if you are a good shoemaker, a good master. But even then, you need your own measurements, just after them, I can create a last. But like you see, the last is different from the feet.
Yes. I've seen a couple downstairs, and they do look very different to feet. So the dimensions are just one factor here. So a 3D laser scanner can give you the dimensions, but do you need to look at the internal structure? Do you need to look at how firm or soft a foot is?
Yes.
The body build of a person, how they move?
Yes, everything is necessary. I began with a little kind, the most clients think of massage, but I'm just scanning the foot with my fingers. And how the muscles are shaped and how the day weight is, how the joints, how the tensions, I don't know.
Yeah. How the tendons move.
The tendons are built out, and that is everything necessary. Also the weight, one of the last things I do in the measurement is the people had to stand on a weight, I don't know how to say in English.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So we've heard what your father had to say about this. He said that there are only two things that aren't luxuries that we really need to look towards the quality of, and that's our bed and our shoes. What advice would you give to somebody who's listening to this and maybe thinking, you know, I've never really thought about getting a decent pair of shoes? What would you say to them? Where should they start?
Go barefoot as much as you can.
Really, go barefoot as much as possible.
Yes, not in the cities, because the people build themselves elegant looking cities with elegant looking flats and rooms, but they're just looking elegant but not really after our body, after the metabolism of the human body, and the body needs a changing topography with a changing hardness, so it should go up and down, and also it should be soft, it should be hard, it should be everything. But then barefoot is the best way, because the less we go barefoot, the more we lose the capability of
balance. And
yes.
Wow. Your father didn't happen to know Hunterwasser, did he?
I don't know.
The artist local to Vienna who made undulating floors. He created the most amazing architectural structures, but nothing had a straight line.
Yes, Mr. Hundertwasser, yes. He learns a little bit from Gaudi from Barcelona.
Yes.
But yes, I like the Hundertwasser house, yeah. Where the floors aren't
even.
Yes. And that's a nice way to build up flats and rooms.
So you're saying, as a shoemaker, you recommend people go barefoot. Yet, if they have to wear shoes, get them handmade.
Yes, from a good shoemaker with some anatomical and orthopedical knowledge. But it would be hard, because there were too less of us to make all people who want shoes.
He's saying the waiting list is already quite long. There's not enough shoemakers doing it properly.
That's one of the problems, because it takes 10 months also by the first pair, because I have a few measurements still waiting to work them out as last.
Well, thank you very much. Do you have a website that people could visit if they want to see your work?
Yes, Balint spells like B-A-L-A-N-T. at balint.at.
Balint.at. Thank you very much for your time.
With pleasure.